Good morning. Happy New Year. Everybody, Happy New Year. You all have a good Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you all. Thanks be to God for, again, we can join here in church and also online to worship together. God has given us one more day and one more year in our life to step into. It is not because of who we are or what we have done. It is only because of who He is and what He has done in our lives. So let us be thankful for that, and let us, with a grateful heart, worship God together. And Pastor Tim Owens was supposed to be preaching today. So he called me like 5 o'clock in the morning that he said he had to take his wife to the hospital for an emergency. So I had to get up and do my preparation for the sermon today. But she's doing stable now. She has some health issues also. So please keep her in our prayers and Pastor Tim in our prayers. She has some breathing troubles also. She's in the hospital in Gwinnett. Used to be Gwinnett Medical Center, now it's Northside Hospital. So she's there. Please, sir, we'll remember them in our prayers. And also that means that you need to remember me in your prayers. I'm going to be preaching with the very little preparation that I had this morning. And then following that, then you need to pray for yourself because you have to listen to me. So we need prayers together, right? We all need our prayers. So let us keep our prayers together. And God is good, and He's going to give us everything that we need. In the midst of our contingencies, God is good, and He opens the way when there is no way. That's what He is. So let us worship God together. And the announcements are listed in the second page in the bulletin. Those are the regular announcements, our food bank ministry. You can donate in cash or in kind. And our books are also available that you can buy for $10 with benefit of our mission work. Our cooking class and art class will schedule that later on. The third Thursday luncheon will be on January 15 at Golden Corral at 1 p.m. Join that for a time of fellowship and lunch. Today, Sunday 4th, we'll have a Holy Communion together with the Hispanic ministry, so we will be sharing the Lord's table together on this first Sunday of the month. Some of the Sundays listed there are just for your information that we'll be following in our worship order. In our Christian calendar, these are listed as important holy days for the Christian calendar. This Tuesday is the Epiphany. I don't know, I preached about that before. Epiphany is the revelation of Jesus Christ to the Gentile world, where the Magi from the East, the Gentile people, the non-Jewish people, came to see Jesus and adored Him and gave Him gifts to honor Him as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So that is something outside of the Jewish religion, that the Gentiles came and worshipped Jesus. So it's a revelation. Birth of Jesus Christ was the revelation to the Jewish people as the Messiah. And then the Magi coming, as we celebrated as Epiphany, is the revelation of God to the Gentile people. That means you and me. That's how God revealed Himself to us. So that we just celebrate as one Sunday. So we celebrate it next Sunday as the Epiphany Sunday. Thank you for your continued and faithful support of the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work that God has given us to do in this community. And I am glad to again to report to you that we were able to help 2 and plus 1 family also that came up as a surprise that needed help during the holidays, lost their jobs and had children. So we were able to provide the Christmas gifts to all the children that we planned, and the 2 families that we planned also, another 3rd family we were able to partially support. So thank you for all of those who have donated with a warm heart, and the little church that we have here with our resources. We are grateful that we can do some of these things together to serve this community. Those are the announcements that I have. If anybody have anything else to add? If not, let us worship together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 117. O God, our help in ages past. It is verses 1, 2, 3, and 6. If you are able, please stand. O
shadow of thy throne, still may we dwell secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood,
please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and everlasting God, God of all generations, the one who makes everything new, as we come before you this morning, the first Sunday of the year 2026, help us, Lord, to adore you and worship you as your children. With passing of another year, a new life is brought before us, O God. Many those who have started last year are not with us, and definitely our situations are not going to be the same as last year in the coming year. But there is none of us who knows what the year will hold, but we thank you that every moment of the coming year is in your hands. We trust in you because we know that your mercies are new every morning, and nothing ahead of us is surprising for you. We thank you again for giving us this opportunity to come and worship together in this church and also online. Above all, we thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, who came to this world, lived among us, suffered and died, and rose from the dead, through whom you have given us eternal life so that we can be with you after our life in this world. Thank you again for your presence in our midst, O God. Those who are watching online and also those who are listening in various ways online, we pray for your grace upon them so that we can always, all together, worship you and adore you. May your people be blessed and your name be lifted up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. But we can do that. It's online.
Well, I switched.
Yes.
I switched.
Okay.
We'll do it next week.
Yeah.
I switched to page 31 in the red book. I know who holds tomorrow. And amazingly, his prayer, he just said something about knowing who holds tomorrow. So please stand and sing with us page 31. I know who holds tomorrow. That can be our theme for the new year.
walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know
standing. We'll do the responsive reading. I forgot to introduce our guest today. Berkeley is joining with Jace here today, so let us give her a welcome.
Welcome, Berkeley.
Thanks for coming. All right. So we'll do the responsive reading now as you remain standing.
And you'll find this on the screen only, so don't worry about a book. It's a little different translation of the book, so if you'll just read off of the screen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters, he restores my soul.
He leads me in the right path for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil.
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord the whole life.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. We come to our prayer time now, where we share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also we share our prayers of burdens and concerns together, and also lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So this is the time we lift up our needs as well as our blessings to thank God and also our burdens together. If you turn with me to the back of the bulletin, the boxes listed are the regular prayer items that we had been praying for. Let us keep these people and these items in our regular prayers on a daily basis. Especially the ones that are highlighted, I wanted to bring your special prayer attention for those people. Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, and Jenny Owens, Pastor Tim Owens' wife, who is in the hospital now. Please keep her and Tim in our prayers. Yolanda Tong, Pam, Lisa's mom, Melissa Pilcher, Jean Barrington. Wanted to give an update of Gene Barrington. He had a hip surgery, hip replacement. He came back home successfully after that, and it was a very successful surgery, but then he cracked his joint where the surgery was done. So he had to be admitted back in the hospital, open it up, and they have to do a new nut or something and make it smaller or something. So he's in the hospital now. He will know something definitely tomorrow. And the doctor comes and look at it. So he's probably looking at a few days of hospital stay. So please remember Gene in our prayers. He's in good spirits. And one thing that he shared with me, that in his 77 years of life, this is the first time he has to be hospitalized. Thanks be to God for that. That is amazing. So I told him, you know, he is very thankful for that. And so let us keep him in our prayers. And I just found out that Robert has some health issues, and thanks for joining us here today. Do you want to share anything or just keep it in our prayers? But he was in the hospital for a few days, so keep him in our prayers also. And hope you're doing okay.
No, I'm here, but I'm blessed. I'm darn okay. I can still put one foot ahead of the other one, and I come to church, so
all right.
I'm blessed.
All right, blessed. And Carol is here too with us.
Yeah, she's blessed.
We have a celebration to make today, a blessing that Sharon's wedding anniversary is today. So his other half or better half is in India,
yeah,
waiting for her. She's leaving the week after next, yeah. So she will be there. So we celebrated it virtually with him over there and see her. So congratulations and God bless you. Anyone else has anything to share as blessings that we can thank God? And continue to pray for Jean McBrayer, Grace Haynes, Harry Bezor, Carol, Jerry Raines, and many others who need our prayers during this time of sickness and bodily needs that they need this time.
Don't forget about Yoli. Did you mention Yoli?
Who?
Yoli.
Yeah, Yolanda Tong. Yeah, I did mention. How is she? Any update on her?
She's not doing real well this week, but, you know, her daughter's coming in tonight. She's been uptown.
Okay, yeah, I send him a text and she sends me like one word or two words.
Yes,
I'm fine.
I have three.
Three words?
Yeah.
So she's doing okay then, I guess. Let us pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who are working behind the scenes. Let us be thankful for their services, especially during this time of war and many battles going on around the world. Let us keep our service members in our prayers. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others, that they will do the right thing and will be guided by God's wisdom and not man's wisdom, that we'll unite together as one nation under God. Let us also pray for the world leaders, that they will also fear God when they make decisions and bring peace to this world. Pray for our church, that God has given us in this opportunity in this community to be of service here in this time of history. So let us pray that we will be faithful in the ministry that we do here. Let us also pray for all the churches in coming and around this area, the pastors, the ministers, the leaders, the church in various different ways. Also pray for the world church at large, missionaries, and many others who work for the spread the love of Christ to the other various parts of the world. Let us remember them in our prayers. God will strengthen them with the Holy Spirit. Those are our regular prayer requests that I wanted to mention. Are there any special prayer requests to add, to call out? If not, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then we'll close with a closing prayer after. The scripture we read, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Merciful and gracious God, we thank you for this time of prayer as we come before you as your children. Thank you for listening every moment to our prayers, O God. Thank you for the gift of life along with all the blessings that we enjoy, the good health and strength that you've given us in our bodies. One more day to live in this world, one more year to step into. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection. Even when we have been unfaithful to you, you have been faithful to us, O God. You gave us your Son Jesus as the gift of the greatest gift of all, through whom we have eternal life to share with you. We come before your presence with our needs also, O God. Some of us are weary and some of us are burdened with various different things. Even youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are lonely, you become our friend. When we go through life's sorrows and loss and grief, you give us comfort and peace that the world cannot give. You give us courage in the face of troubles, O God, and peace under pressure. And you give us faith in the face of tragedy. Give us comfort in our situations of our life, O God, especially the ones that you have lifted up, who are looking for healing in their bodies at this time. Grant healing to our bodies, O God. Restore the strength and power to them at this time, especially the ones who are in the hospital, Jenny Owens and Jean Barrington. We lift them up to you, your healing hands, O God. You are the great physician. You can touch and heal according to your time, Lord. As we unite in faith, we pray for your special touch on them in their hospital beds. Lord, we unite in faith at this time and lift them up to your throne of grace of God. We pray for peace for them, peace for their family members, and we pray for your guidance for the doctors and nurses who are treating them at this time. We also remember the other ones who have also we lifted up, Jeff Woodman and Sean and Amy Conway, Yolanda, Pam, and all those who are still recovering from their various illnesses. And pray for Melissa also as she's going through some troubles in her life. Bless them with your gracious, loving hand and comfort them with your presence. Pray for Jean McBrayer and Grace Ains, Harry and Carol and Jerry Raines. Continue to be with them also, God. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and grocery clerks, and trash workers, and construction workers, and many, many others who serve us that so that our life can be comfortable. We thank you for their services, O God, and we pray for them, for their safety and their family's safety, and shower your blessings upon them and their families, O God. We pray for our nation, our president, Vice President, leaders of the Congress and governors and many others who make decisions that affect our lives every day. Bless them with your wisdom, O God, that they will fear God when they make decisions and bring unity in this country and also will do good to this people. We pray for the world leaders also that they will also fear God when they make decisions that bring end to all these wars, that bring peace to this world, O God. We pray for our church. Thank you for this time that you have given us to serve this community here. Help us, Lord, to do it faithfully, to serve others, to reach out and serve the ones who are in need. Bless us with your grace every day as we look forward to the new year. Especially pray for the Hispanic ministry also. Bless them with your guidance. Bless all the churches in the coming and out area around here. Bless the pastors, the leaders, and many others who work in various different ways. We pray for the world church at large, that we pray for your people who are working in various parts of the world, especially in very difficult and facing oppositions in many different ways. Empower them with the power of your Holy Spirit, O God, and give them your grace and presence every day. Lord, we pray that you be with us today, O God. Bless us with your presence and strengthen us, Lord, with your power and the power of your word. And also, as we take part of the communion together, may your power come through us, come to us and through us to this world, that we can be living witnesses for your love in this world. We thank you again for your time that you have given us together. May your name be lifted up and your people blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please.
Please stand for the doxology. Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this new year. Thank you for family and friends, and that we can come here and worship you. And thank you for all the blessings in our life. We pray that you bless this offering and multiply it, and just let us be to your service and keep us mindful of the needs of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which comes today from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 16 through 21. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out, like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness, and the streams in the wasteland. The animals, the wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word, the powerful word that you give us to experience it in our lives as life and spirit, so that it all also become a source of life and spirit to this world through us. We thank you for your presence in our midst today. Touch us with your power of your word today, Lord. As we go from this place, we will be filled with the power of your word, so that we can show your love in our lives to others. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jimmy was a Sunday school leader, and he never wanted to be a leader. So one day, the church pastor asked him to give a short speech in the church. And Jimmy was like nervous. He got scared. He said, "No, I can't do that." But the pastor and the leader of the church forced him to go. And he went there up there like and stood up before the church and said, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" And they said, "No." Then Jimmy said, "I don't know either." And he left. And the next Sunday came, and they didn't want to give up, so they forced again him to come back, and Jimmy came back and said, with nervousness, and he said, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" They said, then last time they said no, so this time they decided to say yes. So they all said yes. He said, "If you know, then I don't have to preach." Then he left. So they had to figure some way out for Jimmy to speak, and then Jimmy came the third Sunday after they pushed him up there, and Jimmy said, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" So they decided that half will say yes and half will say no. So they said, well, the one half said yes, and the other half said no. Then Jimmy said, "Oh, then the ones who know can tell the others," and he left. So that's the way I feel like today. When I was called up, about 5:30 in the morning, when Pastor Tim called about his situation, then I woke up suddenly, and I didn't know where I was for about 10 minutes, and then I went and prayed and decided to preach here today. So please pray for me. God is good in the new year, and pray for Tim and his wife Jenny also. The month of January is a very interesting month, and I don't have to tell you. After the holidays, we are all tired, I'm sure. After the stress of the holidays, we are supposed to be rested, but that's not how it works, because you have to take down all those things that you put up there, right? It took about 1 month of putting up. You have only 1 week to take them down. That's very tiresome, and that really stresses me out. And then all those stuff that you have bought, very good gifts, the bills start coming in the next couple of weeks, on the credit card bills. And you don't want to go to the mailbox. I don't know if you get bills in the mailbox anymore. And I visited one of my old friends one year. She said, "I don't go to the mailbox anymore for the last 2 weeks. I said, "Why don't you go to the mailbox?" "Oh, these are all bills. They are not for me." So that's the way sometimes feel like it. And it is a known fact that the second week of January is the most stressful week in America, and it's spreading to the other parts of the world also, particularly January 6th. Surprisingly, the Epiphany, the visit of the Magi that we celebrate January 6th, is Tuesday. That is the most stressful day of the year. That's what the studies are saying. Anyway, we are in this time of January where we are tired and looking at the new year with expectations and hope. And the word January, probably many of you know, that came from the Roman god of beginnings, the Roman god Janus. That's what the name of that god is, Janus. And the Janus god has two faces, one looking front to the front and one looking to the back. That's a nice way to have two faces, like you can see front and back together, like the rear view cameras of our car. So that's how the word January came up. And it has its own symbolized meaning as a man with two faces, one looking back and the other looking forward. That's what January month does. So it is a month that we look back, and also at the same time we are looking forward to the new year. And someone posted in one of the groups this past week, "Goodbye 2025, don't let the door hit you on the way out." I said, "What was that?" So I just read it and let it go. Then after a day, I looked at it and said, "What did he really say? It's something very meaningful. When you leave 2025, you may have some of the things that can come and hit you on the back." So today's verse that we read, the passage that we read from the prophet Isaiah, was similar situation the people of God were under bondage. And he wanted to encourage them with God's plan for their future and strengthen them in their hope. So when we started 2024, the first month, January, if you remember, the first day of the year, what happened in New Orleans? Somebody ran a truck over a crowd, remember that?
Last year.
January 1st. That came to my mind when he said, don't let the door hit your back. That was a terrible day, 2024. And we were all afraid and concerned, you know, how this year is going to turn out. But the year turned out really well. We healed and we recovered and we moved forward. Then the same week, I think about the same week that the big wildfire started in California. Remember that? How many weeks of wildfire and 40,000 homes, big homes there were, and about 30 people died. If you remember that? That was the second week of January, if I remember correctly. And it was said by a young man, surprisingly, who was arrested after that, and he was the son of a couple, a missionary in France. So that was another, but he had some mental issues also. So that's what happened. So 2025 did not start on a good note in the first couple of weeks. But as we went along with all those things about the wars and other things that happened around the world that sometimes shook us up a little bit, and we had a new president coming along, and that caused us a little confusion among the country inside, and all of these things like shook up us a little bit. It happens every year when we start a new year. But it's essential to reflect on the journey as the God Janus, January, looking back and remember that we have a history behind us, that God has led us through all these events and shaped us who we are today. All these events had a purpose in shaping us. That's how we are, if you think about it. Before 9/11, we were talking at the home today, when we go to the airport, we were able to take our dear ones we want to see off all the way into the plane. If you remember that, I did that with my parents. I take them inside the plane, seat them and put their seatbelts on and give them a hug inside the plane and walk out. That was very good for them, very good for me, and very good for the staff, the flight attendants, that they thank you for that, because that reduced the burden for them in many situations. But today, you know the situation. Our life has changed so much after that. You can't even go a mile near the airport if you don't have a ticket. Your car will not go. So that's where we are today. And then the COVID came. You know how much we have changed after that. All these babies that are born in COVID and after that, they all ask for the sanitizers everywhere they go. Our grandson cannot live without sanitizer. Getting in the car, getting outside the car, he needs it. And because that's what he's trained to do. And he gets to our home, and if we don't have sanitizers in every room, he says, where's the sanitizer? 5-year-olds. So our life has changed, and it shaped us who we are at this moment. But these events have shaken us, our world, and left us feeling sometimes about uncertainty of the future also. What is going to be ahead of us? Each step and every trial and triumph that shaped us have brought us to this moment. Paul says in Philippians that I do not consider myself have to attain and experienced everything. That's what he says. And they said, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That's what the prophet Isaiah says in this chapter also. In verse 18 he says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland, which is desert. So there is a God who makes a way in the wilderness when we find ourselves lost. And when there is no way, God can open a way for you. And then when there is no water anywhere in the desert, God can bring streams of blessing in our lives when we feel ourselves barren. Last week I preached about the Ebenezer, the Lord who has helped us thus far. That's what we talked about, Ebenezer, the word of Ebenezer, where the stone that they placed there and worshiped God. They remembered God's blessings in the past, and then Samuel said, thus far the Lord has helped us. It says about the past, about thus far. Thus far means our journey has not ended. We have more to go and miles to go before us. And the Lord will see to that He will be provided for whatever we need. As we look back and we look forward, God's faithfulness is behind us and before us. And He assures us with the same promise that He gave us in 2025, that He will be with us as we go forward. We like to all plan, we all like to make plans in our lives. We don't like surprises in many things. That's why we try to plan and strategize and do things in an orderly fashion, which is very good that we need to do. But many times, things don't turn out the way that we plan. I don't have to tell you that. There's always twists and turns in everything that we plan. We have to admit that a lot of important things in life are like that. How long we live, when does someone die, or when will I get sick? What's going to be the end? When is going to be the end of the world? These are all surprises, isn't it? These are big, big, important things. Yet, nobody knows when our life is going to be taken away from us. We don't know. Very most important thing in our life, we don't know the certainty of that. One thing is certain, that we will die. But the most uncertain thing is that when we will die is the most uncertain thing. God tells His people through this words of the prophet Isaiah that He will make pathways and water appear in dry places. Even the desert animals will see it and honor Him because God provides for His people. So God's provision, God promises to provide life-sustaining water in impossible places, showing His ability to meet needs in our hardships. In the Psalm 23 that we read today earlier as responsive reading, we read that God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God can prepare a meal while we are in the front of our enemies. David was a soldier, a warrior, and he was surrounded by his enemies all over when he wrote this psalm. And he said, Lord is my shepherd, not only my shepherd who guides me and guards me, but also He is the one who nourishes me, preparing a big meal in front of my enemies when I am surrounded by it. We may feel like surrounded by enemies, not human enemies, but enemies of circumstances, enemies of sickness, enemies of burden and grief, enemies of broken relationship that can pull us down and try to defeat us. But when we are in a situation like that, there is a God who can make a way in the wilderness, and He can make streams in the desert, showers of blessing. And He will provide for us. He can make a table in the presence of our circumstances. God is portrayed as a chef who can provide for us even in the midst of doubt and uncertainty. Many times we find ourselves having setbacks and obstacles that conflict us. There might have been some failures and problems that we wanted to forget from the past year. That's what the prophet is saying. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. You cannot change the past, can you?
No.
But you can actually destroy a good present and a future by dwelling on the past. So forget the past, forget the failures, and move on with the promise of God that God is waiting for us to better things and higher things that God wants us to experience in our lives. Author reads like this, and I read that in a book like this, a magnificent banquet is provided by a most liberal host that you can imagine, who has not only the bounty to feed me, but power to protect me, even though I am surrounded by the enemies. Philippians 4, Paul says that do not worry about anything. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we need to forget the failures, learn from them, and then wipe them out. Move forward and look for the new opportunities that God is placing before us in the days to come. Some of them may not be easy. Some of them may be painful. But the God who had been with us in the past will give us the guidance to go forward. God will prepare us for that. One thing about God's calling that I learned in my life is that God does not call the prepared. He prepares the called. Because I was never prepared to be a pastor, and I never wanted to be a pastor. Like Moses, like David, they never wanted, they didn't choose that. Say, I mean, they were not made for that. But God knew that. If God was looking for somebody who was prepared by, like, he would probably make a king who from the military or something, who had military background. But that's not. He was a shepherd boy, David. Moses, the same one who was tending sheep in the desert when God called him. And he didn't know how to speak to anybody because he was an angry man many times. And he stuttered. So he had made so many excuses before God. And to Moses, God said, I will be with you. You go to Pharaoh and talk to him. Your brother Aaron can talk for you, but I still want you to go. That's how we are. God called each one of us, not because we are prepared or we were prepared, but because God calls us to prepare us. So today, as we step into this new year, the call is that you and I are called today to step into this 2026. Not because we are well prepared. We know we are not prepared. But God knows that too. And he's going to prepare us for what is ahead of us. So focus on the new things. Forget the former things and focus on the new things. In Jeremiah chapter 29, we know the well-known verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So as we step forward to the future that God is promising us, embrace it. Whatever way it comes, prepare ourselves to embrace the future. That's what we need to prepare ourselves for. God's unfailing knowledge is around us. He knows what is ahead of us. And that's why he said, for I know the plans I have for you. When he says, I know, he means it. He knows the future. We just sang it. We are going to sing it again. He knows the future, he knows the past, and he lives with us in the present. That is the great thing that we have as Christians. God's unfailing knowledge is with us constantly. So he has already planned ahead for us, and he knows everything that is going to happen to us. So we don't have to worry about tomorrow. We are going to sing that again. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. God knows, and God lives with us with his knowledge. His plan is for a future of prosperity and welfare for us, not evil. God's plans for us, not for evil. In a world of pain and hardship and confusion, God's plan is to bring about for our ultimate good. And it's a future and a hope that he's promising us. God's plan extends beyond the immediate circumstances that we face. They are designed to bring about a future characterized by his grace and anchored in the certainty of His promises? Are we ready to trust in His promises? Then we can have a future of hope. Our faith in an almighty and living God is the anchor of our life. Faith is not against the storms of life. It is an anchor in the midst of problems. It is not a shield against problems. It is an anchor in the midst of problems. I will give you a quick story and close the sermon here today. It is a good story. It's about a United Methodist Church in Swan Quarter, a beach community in North Carolina. They had a church that they wanted to find a good place to worship together. They had a little trailer that they were worshiping. They wanted to rebuild. They were looking for a land. So they finally found a land that was appropriate for the church and went and talked to the owner of the land, and he politely told them it was not for sale, that he had other plans for that land. So the church looked elsewhere. They could not find anything that they can use as a church. So they went back to Sam, and then he refused again. One of the coastal floods in memory then happened. A big flood happened in that community. And as the water rose, the church began to float. And it floated down the main street, turned around the corner, and eventually landed right on a property. You know that property? It was Sam's property that they were looking at. You can look it up on Google. It's a real story. And that story, I captured the sign of that church today. It's still there. It's called the Providence Methodist Church. On that sign, it happened in 1876, moved by the hand of God. God can move.
Amen.
God can move churches. God can move buildings. God can move anything. God can move rulers. God can move our circumstances. He's a great God. He's an almighty God. All-powerful, all-knowing. And He has a plan for you and me, and then you don't have to be afraid. He knows everything. He knows what He's doing, right?
Amen.
He knows what He's doing. We don't know many times what we are doing. He's a good God. So as Paul says in Hebrews, the author of the Hebrews says like this, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before us endured the cross, despising the shame, and He sat down at the right hand of God. So let us focus on the future, looking unto Jesus, and finish the race. In the midst of our personal struggles and uncertainties about the future and the complexities of life, God's promise remains steadfast. He invites us to surrender our lives before Him so we can have peace and prosperity coming in the future. May the good Lord bless us with these words, and Happy New Year to you all.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Very good. Next time you don't need time to prepare the sermon.
Okay, so he's telling me to do the same thing. Don't prepare ahead of time. Thanks be to God for that. It's our communion time now as we come before the table. Pastor Nelson, thanks for joining us together. We can take communion together. There's a laminated sheet on your... Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
and also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, he gave birth to your church and delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which he gave himself for us, he took the bread. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant. Do this often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these mighty acts of Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ
is risen.
Christ
will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Our table is an open table. All are invited to join the table as the ushers guide you. Please come and join this table together. Let us give thanks to God for this holy communion that we partake together. It's a mystery of God's grace coming to us through this meal that we partake. So a sharing of love that we ought to share with others as we go out of this place. Pastor Nelson will pray in Spanish now, and I'll pray in English afterwards.
Vamos oramos. Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en esta preciosa mañana, gracias por ser nuestro Dios, gracias por este hermoso recordatorio que podemos tener de que un día tendremos esta santa cena con usted allá juntos en el cielo. Gracias por esta hermosa iglesia en la cual podemos compartir, mi Dios, del mismo espíritu. Gracias por todo lo que usted nos da, mi Dios, y gracias por este hermoso año que acabamos de empezar. Nos ponemos en sus manos en el nombre de Jesús. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal and almighty God, merciful and gracious you are, we thank you that you have joined us in this sacrament of Holy Communion, uniting us with Christ and with all the faithful ones who have come and gone. We give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. May we remember that we belong to you and that you lead us into the newness of life as we step into the new year. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. The closing hymn is "Because He Lives." You all know that song. It's 364 if you want to follow that in the hymnal. but it will be also on the screen. You can follow that as well.
Because I know.
God, the promises of God become our strength and comfort as we navigate the journey of life in this coming year. Let us anchor our faith in the unchanging character of God, who knows the plans He has for us and invites us to walk in the assurance of hope. May the good Lord bless us these words of encouragement as you go from this place. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.